Mr. Leapheart?
Thank you. My name is Jerry Leapheart. I am an attorney. I also represent individuals who have presently pending requests for correction that are in various stages of processing, as well as individuals who have presently pending lawsuits relating to the preparation of NCSTAR 1 and together with the ongoing investigation of WTC-7. I concur for the most part with the comments made by the previous two speakers, which do serve in the main to place NIST on notice that the lengthy and often delayed report on what caused the destruction of World Trade Center 7 is a matter of extreme importance to the public. We're somewhat perplexed by the repeated delays in the preparation and going forward with that report. We note that in the commentary on the status of the report had today, it quite frankly does not appear as if very much progress has been made, and that the indications that certain parts of it will be ready for review as early as January, with a complete draft done as early as July of 2008, seem no more realistic than any of the prior time estimates for conclusion of that report. My particular comments will be supplemented with a mailing of the comments into NIST, as is permitted by the regulations governing today's session. Those comments will, in the main, focus on the issue of how the investigation is framed. The investigation is framed as determining why and how World Trade Center 7 building collapsed, but that is an incomplete statement. The World Trade Center 7 building collapsed or was destroyed in a manner that resulted in a heap, that is to say, a pile of rubble that did not even spread across the adjoining street. It was a trapezoidal building that self-destructed in a manner of 6.6 seconds and came down into that heap on a symmetrical basis. In addition, the remnants of that building included steel beams that were visibly transformed and virtually disintegrated. Accordingly, all of the discussion had today concerning temperature assumptions, concerning working hypotheses that have still, some 6 years later, not yet resulted in even a leading hypothesis, and small wonder, all serve to demonstrate that the investigation into what caused the destruction of World Trade Center 7 is seriously off target and amiss, and should probably be halted pending a determination of why the status of that investigation can get no further than that of a working hypothesis, and this some 6 years later. Thank you.